Etanayam, Nikki Yasam Hilo, Nikki Machuptamaidu. Hello, everyone. My name is Hilo, and I'm Machuptamaidu. We acknowledge and are mindful that Chico State stands on lands that were originally occupied by the first people of this area, the Machupta, and we recognize their distinctive spiritual relationship with this land and the waters that run through campus. We are humbled that our campus resides upon sacred lands that have sustained the Machupta people for centuries and continue to do so today.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Teresa, and I'm excited to welcome our listeners to our second official mini episode for you today. Get started. We are first generation, one of many. Our mission is to create an archive of discussions with and about first generation student experiences in and out of the classroom. We hope to continue raising awareness and understanding, provide voice for students and alum, as well as present resources for faculty, staff, and students working for and collaborating with first generation students. So of course, I cannot be doing this by myself. I'd like to now introduce my co-host, Joshua Whittinghill. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Teresa. Thanks, good to see you again.
Nice to see you. How are you?
Today is a great day. The sun came out again, and we've been on an active role of just scheduling a number of podcasts and getting to record more back to back and in closer proximity of each other. Quite often we have a 2 or 3 week break between recording. So this is great. And I have to laugh, even because in my mind, I heard what you said. This is our second official mini or 0.5 podcast. But the funny thing is, it's our third one, because we did one just a couple of days ago with our artist, which is going to be a 0.5 episode, but it may not feel like it because it was like 55 minutes long, but it's going to be officially, episode 8.5, that one. So, it didn't turn into a mini episode. It was wonderful. And it's a great sort of lead-in, right? Lead-in podcast, as we're going to be talking about humanities and fine arts today a little bit, especially on the campus of Chico State. And so, as with tradition, we have a quote to start the day out before we introduce our guest. And the quote today is from E.M. Forster. The arts are not drugs. They are not guaranteed to act when taken. Something as mysterious and capricious as the creative impulse has to be released before they can act. And so our guest I'd like to introduce is Kylie Sharp. She serves as the College Advising and Retention Specialist for the College of Humanities and Fine Arts. She is a proud alumna of Chico State with a bachelor's degree in psychology, as well as a master's degree in higher education from Sacramento State. Kylie has been a professional academic advisor for 6 years and is looking forward to spending the rest of her career serving the campus, community, and improving the educational experience for all students. Outside of work, Kylie enjoys spending time with her family, hiking in Bidwell, and crafting. Well, welcome, Kylie.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on today.
Yeah, I'm glad you made it. And like we were talking before, you are one of our first guests in a new sort of series of 0.5 episodes coming up to highlight resources around the Chico State campus. So our first question for you then, we said it there, but maybe it needs a little bit of explaining to help, because that's a long, long name of what you do on campus. So what is your role on campus?
So my formal title is the College Advising and Retention Specialist, which you're right, is kind of a mouthful. And I conceptualize that as sort of two different roles. So I specifically work for the student population within the College of Humanities and Fine Arts. So we are home to 7 different departments, spanning the arts, humanities, languages, history, and so on. And so within that college, I am working to sort of analyze and elevate the advising experience that students get with their faculty advisors, but also to look kind of structurally at what barriers might exist for our students, do some data analysis and see what that data is pointing to in terms of trends of where our students are struggling and where we can serve them better.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And I have to say, so back before I worked and came to Chico State and in my position, I also worked as a college advisor, but I was specifically a graduation advisor for the College of San Francisco State's humanities. So I definitely correlate to your position to a degree, and although our aspects of it are different, but it's amazing work. So super excited that you're here with us and getting to know a little bit more about you. So in knowing kind of what your role is, what functions does your program serve, or what are the resources you all offer for the Chico State students?
So we have recently in the last few months sort of virtually launched what we're calling the HFA Success Studio. Across campus, we've been hearing about these success centers popping up, and some of them are advising centers and some of them are tutoring centers. So to sort of bring that idea home to the humanities and fine arts, we are not a success center, we are a success studio. And within this studio, we're going to be offering some advising for students who are facing challenges. Currently, I'm the only staff advisor in that space, but we're hoping to bring on some interns and further down the road, some additional staff advisors. And then we are also hoping to start offering some tutoring services for some very specific areas within the HFA programs where students seem to be struggling a bit more with progressing through curriculum and kind of hitting some roadblocks there.
Okay, that's awesome. And if students are wanting to utilize your services, what type of students do you all cater to? Or is there a specific population?
There are a few populations that we've been working with. Again, a lot of the work I do is sort of informed by data. And so one of the trends that we saw in the College of HFA is that there's kind of a struggle to retain our first year students. So to get those students really engaged with the college and to get them to feel a sense of community early on in their academic career. And so I do outreach to freshman students or first year students every fall semester. So I kind of have a mandatory advising appointment with them. Where we talk not only about course planning, but about long-term goals. Where are they seeing themselves career-wise, and how do we get them connected with some resources to really help them engage? And I do utilize our student ambassador team to help those students connect with either clubs, organizations, events, or anything else on campus that can really just help them feel at home here. So that's sort of my underclassmen focus. And then for upperclassmen, the Success Studio really hones in on a few different populations, and those are the populations where we see what we call equity gaps. So for first-generation students, for underrepresented minority students, and for students who are Pell eligible, they are not progressing to degree as quickly as their peers who don't belong to those groups. And so we're really focusing in on interacting with those students and helping bridge the gap of any needs that they might have, making sure that they have a very clearly identified plan so that they can succeed and that they don't have any unnecessary barriers in their way.
Wow, that sounds like quite a bit, especially, and to I guess, clue the listener in, that you took this role on and were hired, and you mentioned you only had about 2 weeks of getting to try and meet people or even get anything kind of organized, and then you were sent home, right? So yeah. So you've been doing most all of this. So like that's like about nine. That's when you can actually say maybe about 99.9% of your work has been done virtually.
Yes, that's definitely been the case for me. And so I think when I came into this role, I had some ideas of how quickly I wanted to move through these processes, and I've had to really adjust my expectations. And slowing down a bit with programmatic rollout to make sure that we're really doing things right by the student and taking our time to establish some nice, strong programs.
Excellent. And so you mentioned some of the groups you're working with, and I'm guessing that your studio is available to not just HFA majors, but anyone taking a class within the College of HFA. Is that correct?
Yes. So anybody that has questions about HFA programs or is in search of resources that relate to HFA, whether that be major students, minor students, certificate students, exploring students, all are welcome to utilize the Success Studio services. We're not in the business of turning any student away. And if anything, we'll just help connect them with other appropriate resources as needed.
Great, great. That sounds like quite one of the major roles of an advisor is knowing the resources and referring and hopefully helping students. If it's not in our office, somewhere else.
Yeah.
So you touched on, and obviously at this time, we know a lot of things are virtual, and you did touch on, you rolled out the new virtual studio for people. But aside from that, or even inside of that, how can people then access your services?
I would say the best way to get in touch with me and utilize services is to send me an email. I do have appointments usually posted online and available through the Chico State 360 program, where students have access to make online appointments. But that program is still in kind of development phases in terms of the appointment scheduling. So if students can use that, that's wonderful. If not, a quick email to me is usually the quickest way to get in touch, and I'm more than happy to schedule same day or next day appointments with students.
Okay. And can you share your email? So we have that in the show, and then we'll put it in the show notes as well.
Yes, absolutely. So my email address is kyliedsharp@csuchico.edu. And actually, I just messed up there. We'll pause on that. Oh, sorry. One moment.
No worries. So it's K sharp.
Now I'm questioning myself. I have too many email addresses.
I question myself all the time. And I'm like, is this my initial in there? Is it not? Is it TH? And so
right.
Ridiculous.
So okay, I'll re-ask the question, and that way it'll give me a good place to edit when I go cut it. Okay. Or to help the listener, can you share your email with us so we have that in the show, and then also we'll put it in the show notes?
Yes, absolutely. So the Success Studio has its own email address, and it is simply successstudio@csuchico.edu. And that comes directly to me, and I answer as quickly as possible.
Okay, so just to be clear, it's successstudio@csuchico.edu.
That's correct.
All right, excellent. And that will be in the show notes. Okay. We really appreciate you being here. And we're not saying goodbye yet. We have one thing. If you want to share a recommendation that you would share with the listeners, and it could be related to your advising, to HFA, or personal, hey, go out and watch this movie. If you have any recommendation you'd like to share.
So I love to give recommendations on just making the most of the college experience. And I think Chico is a wonderful place to do that, where you're so encouraged to engage. So my recommendation to students is to not be afraid to ask big questions about their future. Don't shy away from asking big questions. Talk to anyone and everyone that you need to talk to get different pieces of advice on different pathways that are available to you. But at the end of the day, please recognize that there is no right answer to those questions. There is only what is right for you. So do meet with all the advisors available to you. Meet with faculty, with mentors, with career counselors. But know at the end of the day, your decisions that you make on your own are correct for you and valid for you.
That's perfect. Thank you for that. And I definitely would also encourage students to reach out, send an email, even if you're not sure if that's the right place to go. At least you have a safe place to email, or a safe place to find out where it is that your question can be better directed, and believe that Kylie is definitely going to be there to help you out and assist you in anything you have. So I do have a question for you. So I know you mentioned that your position and your program is derived a lot of student data that's been found, and kind of seeing where the needs are. So are there some, you shared a little bit about that as well. And is there any other data or details that you'd like to share to our listeners and to us? Anything that might be related to what you do or something of interest?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that's been really interesting in the College of HFA is And I don't necessarily think this is a surprise, but seeing that students who are declared as majors in the humanities and fine arts seem to be fearful and doubtful about their ability to have a successful career after graduation. And so a lot of the work that I'm doing and a lot of the partnerships that I'm building across campus is to help students see what opportunities are available to them. So in the spring semester, the college is going to be running a alumni panel and career preparation series known as Made in HFA, where we're going to bring in alumni from various different professions to talk to our students. About every 3 weeks, we'll have an alumni session. And in the weeks in between, we're going to be having a career counseling sort of webinar on how to build resumes, how to search for internships and whatnot. So if you're a student listening in, you have any doubts about your preparedness to start your career, please tune into the Made in HFA series in spring.
Awesome. Amazing. That's a great resource to have. And so we'll definitely, if it comes our way, we'll share it along with our students as well. And if you're listening to this, that's something you can tune into if you have any questions about that, anything regarding your future in HFA. So I'd hate to see you go. I definitely loved this episode and everything that you had to share, especially all the amazing resources that you provide our students with. And so super excited to have you on the Chico State team. Thank you so much for being here with us, Kylie. Josh and I really appreciate it. And so unfortunately this wraps up our episode or mini-sode, but definitely packed of full of information. So really appreciate your time.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Goodbye, Kylie.
Bye.